Book 4. At 400 miles they stopped to eat. At 1,000 miles they pitched their camp. They had traveled for just 3 days and nights, a 6 weeks' journey for ordinary men. When the sun was setting, they dug a well. They filled their waterskins with fresh water. Gilgamesh climbed to the mountaintop. He poured out flour as an offering and said, "Mountain, bring me a favorable dream." Enkidu did the ritual for dreams, praying for a sign. A gust of wind passed. He built a shelter for the night, placed Gilgamesh on the floor, and spread a magic circle of flour around him, then sprawled like a net across the doorway. Gilgamesh sat there with his chin on his knees, and sleep overcame him, as it does all men. At midnight he awoke. He said to Enkidu, "What happened? Did you touch me? Did a god pass by? What makes my skin creep? Why am I cold? Enkidu, dear friend, I have had a dream, a horrible dream. We were walking in a gorge, and when I looked up, a huge mountain loomed, so huge that we were as small as flies. Then the mountain fell down on top of us. Dear friend, tell me, what does this mean?" Enkidu said, "Don't worry, my friend. The dream you had is a favorable one. The mountain stands for Humbaba. He will fall just like that mountain. Lord Shamash will grant us victory. We will kill the monster and leave his corpse on the battlefield." Gilgamesh, happy with his good dream, smiled, and his face lit up with pleasure. At 400 miles they stopped to eat. At 1,000 miles they pitched their camp. They had traveled for just 3 days and nights, a 6 weeks' journey for ordinary men. When the sun was setting, they dug a well. They filled their waterskins with fresh water. Gilgamesh climbed to the mountaintop. He poured out flour as an offering and said, "Mountain, bring me a favorable dream." Enkidu did the ritual for dreams, praying for a sign. A gust of wind passed. He built a shelter for the night, placed Gilgamesh on the floor, and spread a magic circle of flour around him, then sprawled like a net across the doorway. Gilgamesh sat there with his chin on his knees, and sleep overcame him, as it does all men. At midnight he awoke. He said to Enkidu, "What happened? Did you touch me? Did a god pass by? What makes my skin creep? Why am I cold?" "Enkidu, dear friend, I have had a dream more horrible than the first. I looked up, and a huge mountain loomed. It threw me down. It pinned me by the feet. A terrifying brightness hurt my eyes. Suddenly, a young man appeared. He was shining and handsome. He took me by the arm. He pulled me out from under the mountain. He gave me water. My heart grew calm. Dear friend, tell me, what does this mean?" Enkidu said, "Don't worry, my friend. The dream you had is a favorable one. Again, the mountain stands for Humbaba. He threw you down, but he could not kill you. As for the handsome young man who appeared, he stands for Lord Shamash, who will rescue you and grant you everything you desire." Gilgamesh, happy with his good dream, smiled, and his face lit up with pleasure. At 400 miles they stopped to eat. At 1,000 miles they pitched their camp. They had traveled for just 3 days and nights, a 6 weeks' journey for ordinary men. When the sun was setting, they dug a well. They filled their waterskins with fresh water. Gilgamesh climbed to the mountaintop. He poured out flour as an offering and said, "Mountain, bring me a favorable dream." Enkidu did the ritual for dreams, praying for a sign. A gust of wind passed. He built a shelter for the night, placed Gilgamesh on the floor, and spread a magic circle of flour around him, then sprawled like a net across the doorway. Gilgamesh sat there, with his chin on his knees, and sleep overcame him, as it does all men. At midnight he awoke. He said to Enkidu, "What happened? Did you touch me? Did a god pass by? What makes my skin creep? Why am I cold?" "Enkidu, dear friend, I have had a dream more horrible than both the others. The heavens roared and the earth heaved, then darkness, silence. Lightning flashed, igniting the trees. By the time the flames died out, the ground was covered with ash. Dear friend, tell me, what does this mean?" Enkidu said, "Don't worry, my friend. The dream you had is a favorable one. The fiery heavens stand for Humbaba, who tried to kill you with lightning and flames. But in spite of the fire, he could not harm you. We will kill Humbaba. Success is ours. However he attacks us, we will prevail." Gilgamesh, happy with his good dream, smiled, and his face lit up with pleasure. At 400 miles they stopped to eat. At 1,000 miles they pitched their camp. They had traveled for just 3 days and nights, a 6 weeks journey for ordinary men. When the sun was setting, they dug a well. They filled their water skins with fresh water. Gilgamesh climbed to the mountaintop. He poured out flour as an offering and said, "Mountain, bring me a favorable dream." Enkidu did the ritual for dreams, praying for a sign. A gust of wind passed. He built a shelter for the night, placed Gilgamesh on the floor, and spread a magic circle of flour around him, then sprawled like a net across the doorway. Gilgamesh sat there, with his chin on his knees, and sleep overcame him, as it does all men. At midnight he awoke. He said to Enkidu, "What happened? Did you touch me? Did a god pass by? What makes my skin creep? Why am I cold? Enkidu, dear friend, I have had a fourth dream, a dream more horrible than the three others. I saw a fierce eagle with a lion's head. It floated down toward me like a huge cloud. It grimaced at me, terrifying flames shot from its mouth. Then, beside me, I saw a young man with an unearthly glow. He seized the creature. He broke its wings. He wrung its neck and threw it to the ground. Dear friend, tell me, what does this mean?" Enkidu said, "Don't worry, my friend. The dream you had is a favorable one. The eagle that you saw with a lion's head stands for Humbaba. Though it dived straight toward you and terrifying flames shot from its mouth, nothing could cause you harm. The young man who came to your rescue was our Lord Shamash. He will stand beside us when the monster attacks. Whatever happens, we will prevail." Gilgamesh, happy with his good dream, smiled, and his face lit up with pleasure. At 400 miles they stopped to eat. At 1,000 miles they pitched their camp. They had traveled for just 3 days and nights, a 6 weeks' journey for ordinary men. When the sun was setting, they dug a well, they filled their water skins with fresh water. Gilgamesh climbed to the mountaintop. He poured out flour as an offering and said, "Mountain, bring me a favorable dream." Enkidu did the ritual for dreams, praying for a sign. A gust of wind passed. He built a shelter for the night, placed Gilgamesh on the floor, and spread a magic circle of flour around him, then sprawled like a net across the doorway. Gilgamesh sat there, with his chin on his knees, and sleep overcame him, as it does all men. At midnight he awoke. He said to Enkidu, "What happened? Did you touch me? Did a god pass by? What makes my skin creep? Why am I cold? Enkidu, dear friend, I have had a fifth dream, a dream more horrible than all the others. I was wrestling with a gigantic bull. Its bellows shattered the ground and raised clouds of dust that darkened the sky. It pinned me down. It crushed me. I felt its breath on my face. Then, suddenly, a man pulled me up. put his arms around me, and gave me fresh water from his water-skin. "Dear friend, tell me, what does this mean?" Enkidu said, "Don't worry, my friend. The dream you had is a favorable one. The gigantic bull is no enemy of ours. He stands for the very god who has helped us, bright Shamash, our protector, lord of the sky, who in every danger will come to our aid. The man who pulled you up from the ground and gave you fresh water from his waterskin is Lugalbanda, your personal god. With his help, we will achieve a triumph greater than any man has achieved." They had reached the edge of the cedar forest. They could hear Humbaba's terrifying roar. Gilgamesh stopped. He was trembling. Tears flowed down his cheeks. "Oh, Shamash," he cried, "protect me on this dangerous journey. Remember me, help me, hear my prayer." They stood and listened. A moment passed. Then, from heaven, the voice of the god called to Gilgamesh. "Hurry! Attack! Attack Humbaba while the time is right, before he enters the depths of the forest, before he can hide there and wrap himself in his seven auras with their paralyzing glare. He is wearing just one now. Attack him. Now!" They stood at the edge of the cedar forest, gazing, silent. There was nothing to say.